Ja'Marr Chase caught 125 passes for 1,412 yards last season through a three-quarterback carousel on a 6-11 team, and his price dropped to third overall. The market is discounting the one receiver in football whose floor was just stress-tested by catastrophe. This is the Muff 2026 preview, and it's the closest thing to a buy call we'll make in the first round. The season Joe Burrow's toe gave out in week two, and Chase's profile didn't blink. 185 targets, a career high, caught at a 68% clip from Joe Flacco and Jake Browning, of all people. Fourth most receiving yards in football. 19.6 a game, third best among receivers on a team going nowhere. The play that tells it, week five against Detroit, 3rd and 14, down 3 scores, Browning at quarterback, 64-yard touchdown. Backup garbage time, double-digit deficit didn't matter. The target tree in Cincinnati has one trunk, the arc, because it explains the price. 5 seasons, 17-9, 22, 16-4, 23-7, 19-6 a game. The 23-7 was 2024 with Burrow healthy, WR1 overall, 17 touchdowns. The dips line up with quarterback chaos, not with Chase. That's the whole story of his career, with Burrow, best receiver in football production. Without him, merely top 3 volume. What repeats everything he owns? Targets are the stickiest stat in the sport, 0.79 year over year, and his 185 is the most he's ever commanded. What doesn't repeat is what just hurt him, a 15% touchdown share, the lowest of his career, 8 scores on that mountain of volume. Receivers in the low touchdown quartile barely fade, and his own 2024 showed what this exact volume converts to when the quarterback can throw 17 touchdowns. The bear case has to argue the targets leave. 10 years of data say targets are the last thing to leave. Muffed! The situation, and here's where we're honest about what the lean is built on, Burrow. Per the offseason reports, he's healthy at team activities after the grade 3 turf toe that ended his year in week 2. And Cincinnati spent its offseason fixing the defense, trading for Dexter Lawrence, while returning Chase Higgins and Chase Brown intact. We can't model a quarterback's toe. We can observe that the entire discount on this player is functionally that toe. The price? Pick 3, the first receiver. Verdict? Lean, underpriced. Lean, not a full call because the load-bearing assumption is medical, and our rules don't let us cite confidence we don't have. But the structure of the bet is beautiful. You're paying for what he just did without his quarterback, and the rebound case, his own 2024, comes free. The counter out loud. If the toe lingers, you've bought the carousel again, and the carousel version scored 19.6, third among receivers. That's the downside. Read that sentence twice. September watch, Burrow's first 3 weeks, mobility, not box scores. And the touchdown count, if the red zone connection reboots, WR1 overall is the path, and you got him at 3. Whole roster every week, that's the product. Next preview's cued.